Hadith on Merkaz Sahaba Online Radio.
Esteemed listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our segment, Riyadu Salihin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Chapter 19 is the chapter we are busy with. Babun fi man sanna sunnatan hasanatan aw sayyatan. A chapter on a person who initiates a good or evil way. So you can initiate something that is good, and you could initiate something that is bad. Initiating does not mean innovating something that is out of the example of Sunnah. We explained to you, a person says, okay, so you say we must not innovate, then we are using a vehicle, a car. Is this not then innovation? Well, the response to that is simple, that look, there is no hadith which substantiates what you want to say. Everything is looked within the purview and within the scope of the Sharia. So when there is nothing to avoid you from doing that action, or nothing that is even signaling, signifying, or even giving a slight hint that it is not permissible, then that is not innovation. But when you are saying that, okay, let's take the example of pictures. Now there's hadith which is clear cut in this. But now you seek to change the definition of a picture. And you yourself call it a picture, and when you see their definition of what is a movie, it is a movement of pictures. So when this all is taking place, and you at the same time you love that action because you can't get rid of it, so what's the next step? To open it in and make it as part of the deen, whereas it was not part of the deen. But your desires, look, in various places of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that Shaitan beautified the actions for them. When this beautification takes place, you will then consider that which is not ibadah, that which is open violations of Allah's laws, you will consider it to be part of deen. As you can see, people go for hajj, people go for umrah, but it's like everyone has just become actors. You just have become another actor. And whereas the focus, your intention, which counts so much, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, the very first hadith of this Riyadu Salihin, that is all lost. Why? Because you are holding those flags of shaitan, as our pious have explained this to be, the selfie stick, those are the flags of shaitan. And you have now become a film maker, you have become a picture maker, wherever you are in the world. And when ulama justify it, and you can see the open harms in this, disrespect, your focus is gone, but you still seek to follow this way, this path, then understand well, you are there, but you are not there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mean you're there, your hajj is accepted. You have to become accepted. So for Allah's pleasure, give up all of this sin and vice. How much you're spending to go for that hajj? How much you're spending to slaughter that animal? How much of sacrifice is going into it? And you then just water it down with all of this filth and haram. So stay away from this. The chapter on a person who initiates a good or evil way. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. This is Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 74. The definition, beautiful du'a. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. So go to Surah Al-Furqan, look at verse number 74, access this dua from Rabbana, that's where you're going to recite. And this is part of our lesson of learning. Bring it into your life. What a beautiful dua. Grant us, O our sustainer, grant us from our wives and our children coolness of the eyes, and make us leaders of the righteous. Then we go to the next verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 73. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, we made them leaders who guided by our command. So this year, remember, the chapter is not just initiating bad actions, initiating a good way, a good path. That is it. So this year, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا We made them leaders who guided by our command. That is in the chapter of the prophets, verse number 73. So Allah has made the prophets leaders for us and guided and to show us what is the path. Now, an Abi, so hadith number 171 is where we are looking at. An Abi Amrin Jarir, an Abi Amrin Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, qal, kunna fi sadr al-nahari inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, and we'll do the profile for today inshallah, and the hadith will continue tomorrow. Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, an honorable sahabi. You have to have this love for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He accepted Islam 40 days before the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine you have this desire. You know there is this pious person. Your heart is inclined towards him. You want to gain close proximity with him. And just before he passes away, you go and you establish that relationship. You embrace the deen. Your establishment is made to become a sahabi. Allah has declared it. Till the day of Qiyamah, you are a sahabi. 40 days, Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu accepts Islam 40 days before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away. He was extremely handsome. Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Such a beautiful name, Jarir. Umar radiallahu anhu said that he was the Yusuf of this ummah, Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. He was very tall, reaching the height of the hump of a camel. He led his people in the days of ignorance as well as in the era of Islam. Remember now, take this point. Chapter, what chapter? Babun Fiman Sunna Sunnatan Hasanatan aw Sayyatan. A chapter on a person who initiates good or evil. Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu led the people in the days of Jahiliya, and when he accepted Islam, he then became the guide towards good. He was instrumental in many of the wars in Iraq, and he passed away in 51 Hijri, and 100 ahadith are narrated from him. This is Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. See, we are Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It is our duty and our responsibility to speak and educate the Ummah as to who are our guiding stars, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This name you could keep for one of your children, Jarir radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, he was the Yusuf of this ummah. Allah guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in our hearts. At a time when people are looking to criticize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it is now become incumbent upon each and every soul to drop all those evil habits of ours, whether it is we have some inclination towards football or teams or... No, we need now to become lovers of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of course, because they followed so ardently in that direction of the path that leads to success, and that is the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll carry on with the actual text of the hadith. If Allah gives us, we ask Allah to grant us the tawfiq.
Hadith on Marka Sahaba Online Radio.